What is something, a nut, something like peanut, and, you know, related to peanut and those? It's comes in a white shell. Used for cooking. Okay.
You know, I live with my sister's German mother-in-law, and she called them almonds. Almonds.
Mm-hmm.
But we always said almonds.
How about you get much of that that fruit that are related to lemons, but they're bigger?
Grapefruit.
Well, they're smaller grapefruit. And they're
oranges.
Uh-huh.
All my children say orange. All the black children say orange.
Uh-huh. I was saying, what would you say if there was a big bunch of oranges on the table, Trey had come in eating all of them, what would you say about the oranges?
There was a bowl full of oranges on the table and someone came in and ate them all.
Mm-hmm. What would you say?
I'd say, well, have an orange, son. I'm glad you're going to get hungry. You are gluttons.
Or you could say the oranges are...
all gone.
Mm-hmm.
You've eaten them all gone.
What the...
No, you wouldn't say you've eaten them all gone. You'd say you've eaten them all up.
Oh, okay. You know those little vegetables, the little red ones that were under the ground?
Potatoes.
The little red ones, little kind of spicy tasting.
Radishes.
Uh-huh. How about what we had in the salad last night? Little red.
Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Were those tomatoes or is there a certain name for the small ones?
Those were cherry tomatoes that we had last night.
Mm-hmm. And the bigger ones, you just...
just tomatoes.
Okay. How about another vegetable that grows on the ground, but they're bigger than peanuts.
Potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Jerusalem artichokes, too.
Jerusalem artichokes?
Yeah.
How about, they're like potatoes. They are a potato, but they're a different color. They kind of orangish.
Sweet potato?
Mm-hmm. Do you always call them?
We call them sweet potato. In some places they call them yams, but we do not.
Okay. How about, grown under the ground, but they got a real strong smell to them.
Turnips?
No, you cut them up and you start crying.
Horseradish, but you don't have that here.
Uh-huh.
You don't grow it here. It won't grow this far south.
They're a little bit bigger than that, and they're white on the inside.
That's horseradish, isn't
it? Well, let's see, what are you using for? Use them for flavoring food. They really make you cry. As soon as you open it up, you start crying.
Well, isn't it horseradish? What do you call it? I mean, that's all that I know.
Mm-hmm.
That grows under the ground, and you take one bite, and the top of your head will go pop off.
Well, it doesn't burn, like horseradish.
Oh.
But it's...
sour. And it grows under the ground.
Mm-hmm. It's white.
Turnip?
Rutabaga?
Rutabaga is yellow.
You sometimes make soup out of them.
I don't know what kind of vegetable you're talking about. I don't think we use it.
Onions?
Oh, onions! Oh, excuse me. Onions! Oh!
Well, tell me some other vegetables. Just
that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
We eat turnips, but we eat the green tops more than we do the bottom. Now, in North Georgia, they call that turnip salad, but we don't. We call it turnip greens. And rutabagas, you eat the root primarily. Mustard,